This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left in a tight formation. Brady swings the pass right with Green on the run to the 25-20. Green in a foot race. He's on his way to the end zone. He has a Patriots touchdown.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Brady in the pocket. Tom fires toward the end zone and a tumbling grab is made. Touchdown! Rob Gronkowski!
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots host Brandon Marshall and the Chicago Bears.
Patriots trailing by three. Sets up with a throw to the right side. Catch made by Edelman. Turns to the end zone. Oh. And he runs it past the five. He dives to the end zone. Touchdown! And the lead for the Patriots.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. I'm Mark Bertrand, joined alongside Paul Perillo. Andy Hart will be joining us in just a couple of minutes from now. Week number 8 is here for the Patriots. Their opponent today, the Chicago Bears. The Bears here in Foxborough, Paul.
Traditional NFL team.
Yeah, old
school. You know,
school.
You're talking 100 years NFL of history. Team. Although Papa Bear Hell is probably not all happy with the way they're playing. What do you think?
No, I mean, well,
rolling over in the grave.
I'll say this. They have 3 wins.
They do.
They all came on the road.
They do. That's 3-1 on the road.
I mean, that is the one thing that they can hang their hat on. They have managed to win football games on the road. And in this league, as a bad team, it's even harder to win football games on the road when you're a bad team. So they've managed to go 3-1 on the road. They're on the road today. The teams they have beaten, they've got one really good win on the road, which is against the 49ers.
Yep.
They've also beaten the Falcons on the road. The other one is the Jets. I don't give them a lot of credit for that one. But they're 3-1 on the road. They're a team that has a quarterback that is combustible. His biggest enemy, I believe, is himself, in Jay Cutler. They do have some positives, though. I think Matt Forte is a big positive for this team today.
Yeah, they have individual talent.
Yes,
and they haven't really played well as a team. And offensively, specifically, they have the pieces. You know, they have the wide receivers. They have a tight end. You already mentioned the solid running back. And Jay Cutler is a skilled guy. He's a talented player. The problem is, they haven't been able to put it together, and they haven't been able to avoid turnovers. And Cutler himself has 10. I think he has 7 picks and 3 fumbles. When you give the ball away consistently, it's very hard to win, no matter how talented you are. And that's been the problem. They haven't been able to play clean football.
He has gotten in the way. That's what he's done. He's gotten in the way, but it's
very careless with the football.
And that's why I say he's his biggest worst enemy, because he is a talented guy, and when he's can somehow manage to play mistake-free, he's not a bad player. His problems are the mistakes that he makes. But let's talk about the Patriots angle here. This, to me, is a very important game today.
I think it's a must-win.
Is that
too strong?
No, it's not, because I labeled it that the last couple of days. I've been labeling it as a must-win. And the reason why I feel that way is this 6-game stretch that starts today is, I mean, it's not just important. It's the season. This is going to determine where you end up in terms of playoff seeding, where you end up, in terms of what people think of you as a football team. All of that stuff is on the line. But most importantly, wins and losses and standings is what's really going to be impacted over these next 6 weeks. And of the 6 weeks, I look at today's game as being the easiest of the 6.
I agree, and I would put the Detroit game in about 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, whenever that is, in a similar category. But I agree with you that this is the easier of the 6 games, the easiest one, and they have to find a way to win this game today. And I feel like there are games that they can certainly play well in coming up that they may not win, even if they do perform up to their capabilities. And you're right about Chicago taking care of the football. If they can do it, then all of a sudden the landscape changes with this team, because I think it's a good football team if they can avoid the mistakes. I think they're a bad football team because they don't avoid the mistakes.
Hardly ever. That's what they do. Inconsistency and mistakes. It's what makes them a bad team. But they do have individual talent, which is why we mentioned that off the top, which is to say, I don't think the Patriots are going to blow this team out. But no. I think this is the type of team that when you're at home and based on where it's at in the schedule, the Patriots need this game today. Yeah. They need to start this stretch by beating the Bears.
Yeah, you look at this game, Beadle, and then you know you hit the halfway mark at 6-2 if you can find a way to get this one. But if you lose it and you're 5-3, and then you got Denver coming in next week, which is going to be a difficult game, we know. We're not saying that they can't win it, but it'll be a difficult game. So that's a chance to lose two in a row at home, and all of a sudden you're 5-4, and you head to your bye week, and you know sort of you know your mindset has changed a little bit. Your expectations might take a whack. And then you get some tough road games coming on the horizon, from, you know, with Indianapolis and, you know, a little bit further down the road, you got Green Bay, San Diego. So all of a sudden you're looking at, let's figure out a way we can win this AFC East that we thought was, you know, a cakewalk. So I think it all starts today. I think you need to find a way to win this game today and then let the chips fall where they may moving forward.
Yeah, and obviously some big news this week. We knew about the loss of Jerod Mayo. That happened last week. They've already missed him. Now you add Chandler Jones into the mix, who injured his hip in last week's game. And according to the various reports, it looks like at least a month for him. According to the Herald yesterday, it could be more like 6 weeks or more. And according to that same report, it could be the rest of the regular season for Chandler Jones, based on the way things progress for him. That, to me, takes on a little bit of a different life when you start saying it could be the regular season, and if it's that, is this the thing that lingers? And, you know, is there a shot this guy could be gone for the year? I don't think you can rule that out.
It certainly seems like that based on the Boston Herald report that you're talking about. And even if not, what I would worry about there is if there's a chance that he could be gone for the regular season, that means this is a pretty significant injury. And right. Now, even if he comes back, what are you getting? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, does he come back because you desperately had to win those last two games? So maybe you rushed him back a little bit. That's what would be of major concern to me. But, yeah, Boston Herald had the report today that, you know, that 4 to 6 week original report that the Globe had early in the week was sort of best case scenario. And that some people around Jones are fearing that it is going to be worse than that. That is a very... optimistic, I think, was the word that the Herald report used. A very optimistic view would be the 6 weeks, probably closer to something that might keep him out the entire regular season. So we'll have to see. And I think it's clear that they're at least going to be without him definitively in the short term.
How do they make up for his loss?
That's a great question because, you know, they don't have a lot of depth on those edge spots. We saw that last year when he and Rob Ninkovich had to play an incredible amount of snaps and took a very big workload. They have Michael Buchanan, who's also on IR. So he was a young guy that got some reps last year. He's not an option. You have a guy like Michael Buchanan in Zach Moore, only coming from a much, much smaller school, a Division II school, not the Big Ten like Buchanan did. Similar late-round draft pick. He's going to have to play a little bit. I don't think he'll be a base defense kind of guy. I think they'll have to make some changes there. Maybe they go 3-4 and not have... you know, maybe like a Vince Wilfork, Casey Walker, and Chris Jones is maybe your three up front, something like that. And you plug and play with linebackers. Now, Akeem Ayers is a guy. We haven't talked about him yet. They acquired him earlier this week in a trade with Tennessee, with a couple of draft picks also swapped in that move. So they have a chance. They're going to have to plug in some guys, Beadle, that haven't had any or a lot of experience with the Patriots, and they're going to have to find a way to get some contributions from them.
Yeah, and that's going to be one of the more interesting things to keep an eye on. Like, how does this play out for them? How do they make up for that loss? Even if it's not in terms of, you know, getting after the quarterback and sacking the quarterback, it's not even to that point because it's not about creating pressure, even though they obviously need that. It's who's the body? Who are you filling the spot with? How's it going to look? And that comes on the heels of losing Jerod Mayo in the middle of your defense.
Right.
So things are getting grim
So you got Collins and Hightower that you're probably pretty comfortable with, you know, inside there. You know, Hightower had the green dot last week. He was the signal caller. You probably feel just as comfortable if that's Collins in that kind of a role. I don't think either one of those guys, especially Collins, is all that effective in that role inside stopping the run. I thought Collins got really pushed around last week and had a real hard time getting off blocks, and he's a guy that you can run on. So they're missing a good run stopper in Mayo. Obviously, emotionally and all the other things that go into it in terms of getting people, you know, set up and properly aligned and getting the adjustments, you're missing that as well. And then your depth is just really chipped away in that front seven. So, yeah, moving forward, some of the offenses they're going to face, you know, in the six-week stretch that you already talked about, there's some concerns here. Defensively, you might just be holding on, and you better hope that the offense can, you know, is not a mirage and that they can continue to have this little resurgence that they've shown the last 3 weeks.
855-PATS-500, the phone number here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, 855-PATS-500. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. If you're on Twitter, make sure you use the hashtag PPGS. That's for the Patriots pregame social, PPGS, on Twitter. And again, the phone number, 855-PATS-500. Paul, I'm sick today. I just want to put that out there first and foremost.
I know you're playing hurt.
So if I don't sound, well, it's because I apologize. A little under the weather. But I'm going to power through. So just want to, if I sound different, that's why.
Right, right. Yeah, listen, you just, you know, sometimes you just got to get by. You got to get by with what you got.
That's right.
What are you going to do?
Much like the Patriots front seven, you got to get by. You got to get it, just power through. Here's a question I have about that. One more thought on this. Vince Wilfork's snap count is getting really high.
Yeah.
And this is a player who is an older player, very much a veteran player, coming off a pretty significant injury last year, which has, you know, been healed and repaired and all of that. And I don't expect it to be an issue again. But at some point, the Patriots are going to want to preserve Vince Wilfork, you know, make sure he's not out there for 90% of the snaps every weekend to make sure that, you know, he's as effective at the end of the season as he has been so far this season. And
makes sense.
That, to me, is another question that I have because, okay, you know, Vince's snap count has been really high. If they make an effort to kind of limit that a little bit and you know, keep him rested, keep him safe from any further injuries, because they can't afford to lose him, well, then where else is the depth coming from? And the trade deadline is approaching on Tuesday, which I'm sure we're going to hear about today from our callers and from our emailers. They might need to add bodies through trades. You know, it's not going out and getting all-pro type players, but you might need to get some veteran help here before Tuesday's trade deadline.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, a different position than what we're talking about right now, but you mentioned a report that came out on Pro Football Talk about running backs. You know, they might be in the market for a running back, and I would agree with that because I don't have one. I don't have a guy that I feel comfortable with giving the ball between the tackles on a consistent basis, so they might need to go out and get one of those. They already traded for an outside linebacker. I think they need more help in that front seven. I don't know what the deal is with Alan Branch. You know, he still has yet to be officially signed by the team, although we did see him in the locker room late last week. He was, I believe it was on Thursday, Mark. He just walked from the trainer's room through the locker room. We stopped and tried to talk to him, and he was just sort of was very polite about it and said that he didn't have anything to say yet. You know, hadn't been signed. Belichick was sort of evasive, talking about, you know, they often work guys out. So right now, he's not a part of the Patriots. He's not a part of the solution. He's the kind of guy that I would think that they need, though, a bigger 330-plus-pound defensive lineman. I don't know if he has anything, you know, in the tank. He's been a colossal bust as a pro. He was highly regarded coming out of Michigan, a second-round pick, but has not played very well. And we'll see if he can offer anything down the road, but he's not going to be available today. You're right, Mark. They need front seven help, and I don't know if it's going to be available in the trade market, but they have to find a way to add to this roster.
And there's been some names thrown out there, too. Just to throw one out there, some people have said Justin Tuck. I mean, I've heard that name a couple of times be brought up, potential guy.
But again, I would take Justin Tuck.
I would, too, because
okay, but that's not what they're missing. They're missing run-stuffing people. They cannot stop the run right now. And they don't have a lot of guys. Now, they could
like a bad nosebleed right
they
now.
Could also, I mean, clearly they could use someone to rush the passer with Chandler Jones out. So I understand why I would take Justin Tuck. We talked about him on PFW in Progress. I would absolutely take Justin Tuck because, first of all, I feel like he's kind of a good veteran pass rusher. I think he would help you, but he's not going to be able to stop the run and create and you know, alleviate your problems. You need a lot more than that.
855-PATS-500, that's the phone number. We'll get to the keys to the game coming up in just a couple of minutes when Andy Hart joins us in the studio. But let's start by going on out to the phones and talk to our buddy Jeff in Vegas. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Yeah, feeling good, feeling well-rested almost after that mini bye week after the Thursday night game. It was kind of nice watching the games last Sunday without the pressure of a Patriots game to deal with.
All right. What do you like today?
Feeling refreshed, ready to go. I'm a little bit worried about this game. I think, if anything, the Patriots have proven to us that you can't really rely on them to come out of the gate running and you know, aside from Cincinnati, play really well for an entire game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's really their only 60-minute effort of the season.
And as far as the numbers go, over-under on the game, I believe it's about 51.5, trending under, and the line right now in Vegas, New England, -6. And that's going to bring us to the Jeff and Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
All right.
Heavens to Betsy!
Yeah, Mark and Paul, you guys are just bowling me over with your pregame social energy here, and I'm energetic as well. I'm going to take New England, give the 6, hopefully they can win somehow, some way, and go under the 51.5. I just don't think, I can't rely on New England to have to be high-powered, and hopefully maybe they can get a turnover or two, maybe Belichick can draw something up on Cutler, but hopefully Revis can take one of those big-bodied receivers out of the game. Give the points, take the pack, lock it in.
All right.
All right, Jeff. Looking forward to lunch next week. Thanks.
See you later.
So he thinks a little bit differently than most, I think, in this game. I would think that
safe to say.
If you were going to take the Patriots, which I think a lot of us are doing, I would think the over would be the bet to take. If you don't think that the over is a good bet, and yet you think the Patriots are going to and you're willing to give the points, then that means you think that the Patriots' defense is going to rise up and shut down this offense. And I think the only way that happens is turnovers, like Jeff said, and I think turnovers create points, which gets you to the over. So I'm not exactly sure I agree with the under Patriots under aspect. I think it would be Patriots over, but, you know.
My
pathetic record stands for itself.
That's right. I would definitely take the over in this game. I think they're going to go over. I think we're going to see some points in this one today, boys. Just my thought. Watch now. It'll be like 6-3.
I just can't imagine that this banged-up Patriots defense is going to shut down Chicago.
No, I don't think so either. One matchup we haven't talked about, you know what? We should probably save it for the keys to the game. I mean, I just stopped myself in the middle of my thought.
Okay.
Let's get to those keys to the game now that Andy's with us.
You've waited all week for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
All right, Patriots-Bears today at Gillette Stadium. This is the matchup I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Brandon Marshall. How do you handle Brandon Marshall today? Is it Revis all day? Is that what it becomes? That's what it would be for me.
Would not be for me. I'd be playing a lot of zone today. I think today's a matchup where they have multiple weapons. I don't really care which one I specifically take away with Revis. He's going to take away a side of the field for me. And I think the complementary defensive backs, this is your day. This is your day where Brandon Browner, these are big receivers. I'm not going to be saying bad matchup unless it's Santonio Holmes but, you know, their three big targets are big. So, Browner, take one of them away anytime he's anywhere near you. And I also think, unfortunately, the safety position could be in the spotlight, and who knows how that plays out with Forte and Bennett. But, yeah, I think today is a day where you just sit back, play some zone, keep those guys on their sides of the field, wait for Cutler to make mistakes. We know Bill likes to do that a lot. Well, to me, this is actually a game where that's a smart game plan.
I think that's an excellent key to the game. It was exactly the key to the game I was going to use. I just would do it a little bit differently than Andy would in terms of man and zone. But absolutely, the key to the game today is to not allow big plays, not allow them to get behind you. This, Andy's right. This fits right into Belichick's, you know, trusty 1975 NFL defensive manual. You know, just keep everybody in front of you. Wait for the other guy to make a mistake. This is the guy that will make the mistake for you.
He's mocking him.
This is what Belichick's defense is all about. So I'll go somewhere different and go back to the stuff that we've been talking about seemingly every single week. You got to find a way to contain Forte. You can't allow him to control the clock like the Jets did and run the ball 43 times like the Jets did and have 42 minutes of time of possession. If that happens, the Patriots are going to be really hard-pressed to win another game when they only have the ball for 19 minutes.
Now, as Chris Price said in the headline of the year, for the Patriots defense, life starts at Forte. That's a good headline
there. That's a good one. I know that
he's playing hurt. Leave him alone.
I know that many of you
I did it for weeks.
Many of you choose this program over other pregame programs, including the ones on television. But we, from time to time, we bring you the best of those shows. Warren Sapp just made a bold prediction. His bold prediction of the day was that Jay Cutler will throw 6 interceptions today against New England. That was his bold prediction.
6. Possible.
Yeah, I would not rule it out with Jay Cutler.
Who's their backup?
I was actually ready to make fun of him for calling it bold.
Yeah. You sure that was Warren Sapp, not Squeaky Maz?
It could have been either one. Could have been either one.
He's been better. You know, when they win, he's better. When they lose, he's not. Right. It's very simple. But it's a lot like Geno Smith last week. The numbers are, it's 9 for Geno Smith. It was 7 picks, 2 fumbles. For Jay Cutler, it's 7 picks, 3 fumbles, 10 turnovers himself. But if he does what Geno Smith did, you might be in trouble. If he takes care of the football, lets Forte run, lets Forte catch, just kind of takes the plays as they come. And I do believe there will be plays there. I do believe Martellus Bennett or Forte will have the chance to make plays. I don't know about the outside guys. You could probably sell me on Revis and Browner have a great day and really take those two out of it. I find no chance that this defense in the middle takes both Forte and Bennett out of the game. Maybe I have no confidence in them. Maybe it's not fair. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, and the run defense to me is a major concern. Andy wrote about it this week for the paper that, you know, our paper that will be out after the Bears game, and the numbers don't lie. I mean, you give up 200 plus yards on the ground twice, and then, you know, darn near the third time with 191 yards. That's a lot of rushing yards to allow.
Wrecked him, damn near killed.
For a good team. You know, good teams don't generally allow the opponent to run for 200 yards on. And that's happened almost 3 times out of 7 games.
What does your front 7 look like today? Or front 6, potentially?
Talked about this a little bit.
I wasn't here.
No, I was going to say that. Of course, you just love to jump in the middle of a sentence.
Let's not go down there.
Why are we watching Face the Nation?
I don't know.
How did that happen? Wait a minute, hold on, Paul.
All the TVs changed channels on their own.
Every TV.
They did, because we were watching the football game, and now it just changed.
You know what it was? The in-house feed.
They changed
over
the lineup or something.
Yeah, that's what happened. All of these TVs were on Fox, now they all say CBS. Because today being, is today a Fox game? Or?
Today's a Fox
game. Yeah, our game is on Fox also,
NFC
yes.
NFC visiting AFC, right.
Just confuse me. But, okay, so what did you say earlier?
Well, we're figuring maybe something like.
You're in the nickel, right? With them as a 3-receiver team. They've started, I believe, every game as a 3-receiver team.
And I think you kind of have to because I don't know if you have linebackers. How many linebackers do you feel really good about? I mean, I think you could
playing? You think Ayers plays?
I think he plays, but I don't think is he going to play like a full load, like the full game? I think you'll see him out there, but
that is a handsome woman on Face the Nation. Handsome's bad, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a handsome woman.
But I could see something with Will Fork, your boy Casey Walker, and maybe Chris Jones with Ninkovich, Hightower, and Collins. Some sort of mixed match 3-3 type thing.
That's probably your best 6 players.
Right.
And I do think it'll be 6.
We saw them play the big nickel when
I didn't think it was actually necessarily the best attack last week against the Jets. This is a 3-receiver team with a running back out of the backfield. To me, this screams you're going to have nickel as your base. Whether that's Dennard, whether that's a safety, I don't know. He can mix and match those as he suits. But, and I don't really want to see Zach Moore in a significant role. I'm not looking to just have him plug and play as a defensive end.
No.
I don't really want to see Ayers. I'm with you. You got 10 defensive snaps, and all of a sudden you're coming in and playing all the time.
Yeah, he's going to be out there for 60, 70
right.
plays. I don't feel real comfortable with that.
Yeah, I would. That's a good lineup you got there.
But, I mean, I don't really know any alternatives, you know, and I think right now they're really banged up. That's part of the reason why I think it's unrealistic to expect the under.
Right.
If you're going to get the under and you're going to – I would be taking the points if you think this game is going to be under.
The only way I think you could get the under, sort of in the Bears scenario, is that Cutler is moving at will and throws red zone picks.
And they don't get points out
right.
of
them. Or just get field goals because they then drive and, oh, we get stopped and kick a field goal. But it's very – very doubtful, it would seem.
Right. You know, you end up with
because if he throws 6 picks, they're not all going to be in the red zone.
Well, I mean, you end up with 3 turnovers for Chicago, but they don't lead to any points, and the points are down. That's, to me, unrealistic. But, you know, again, I'll point to my record. For some reason on this show, I couldn't catch a cold.
It's because you don't keep the book on this show. It's funny. You keep
the
book
during the week.
He's fine.
Do you know, Beetle, we pick every single game on Thursdays.
Yeah.
We don't pick it and stick it here on this PFW in Progress the way you you guys do. We pick every single game with a spread. Andy and I are both over 500, picking every game. We're like 15 games below 500 on this game, just picking the six-pack.
Wow.
Some weeks of which have been more like a one-pack.
Have you guys talked about all the news? I assume you did.
We talked about Chandler Jones' injury. We talked about the report about a running back. What else
or
they might
Vincent
need.
Or Vincent Jackson.
Yeah.
One of four teams that have called about Vincent Jackson.
Yeah. I didn't
Who
talk
would you rather
about,
have,
I didn't
Vincent
talk
Jackson
that.
Or Doug Martin?
I didn't hear that we actually talked about because yeah. I had read a report this morning that said there was very cold
Crap
Vincent Jackson.
Sheet reported that Patriots of one are one of more than four teams that have called about Vincent Jackson.
Okay, that's very contradictory to a report I read this morning about Vincent Jackson.
And the Eagles.
Well, crap sheet's always
not
right.
Not getting any news. I'm not getting any calls.
The Eagles and Seahawks being two of the
and
other
Chiefs.
Teams.
He added later.
And Chiefs
were in that mix.
So Jack, who owned Chiefs?
They've all checked in. And the other one, the other report came from Schefter saying
Schefty.
The Buccaneers are more likely to trade Doug Martin than they are to trade Vincent Jackson.
Made that sound like a fait accompli.
To the
Martin.
Patriots.
No,
just in general.
Doug Martin
will be
traded.
Well, but I'm connecting the dots.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm thinking a couple of things here. I'm thinking Tampa Bay. Okay? We have
a trade
history there. I'm thinking the Pro Football Talk report about running back, not receiver. Doug Martin's a running back. And then I'm
a receiver.
And then I'm thinking the third piece of this puzzle is Adam Schefter.
See, I was using last names this week. I taught him a lesson.
Who may or may not be a part of the Patriots payroll. So I'm thinking, Doug Martin. I'll take Doug Martin.
I would too.
I'll take
the
Muscle
Hamster.
I like me some Doug Martin.
Muscle Hamster.
I'll take that one. Let's spread it.
Okay, go with it. Doug Martin to the Patriots by Tuesday night or Wednesday night?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday. And I like it, Paul, because I think they need a running back.
They do. They don't have one.
I am not sold
that. I'm with you guys on that.
They do need a running back.
I think this team doesn't have a guy that they will need to turn to at some point in December and January. I'm not saying they're going to be a run-based team, but at some point you're going to have to run the ball a little bit. And I don't think they have a guy that can run the ball a little bit right now in traditional run sets.
I totally agree with you that they need a running back. They don't have one.
Why is Martin not doing much this year?
Well, I don't know. He's running behind Logan Mankins.
I mean, he's only got like 150 yards rushing or something on like.
I know he hasn't been very good.
Is he hurt?
Also,
is he?
I don't know if he's hurt, but they're also. I mean, a lot of games they haven't been very competitive.
True, I'd take him.
When the game that Joe Flacco had five touchdowns in the first quarter probably weren't really allowed to get the run game going very much that day.
Goldson available by the way too. So could we do like Vincent Jackson, Doug Martin, and Goldson the safety and put them all together and. Just, you know, fill all our needs.
Tampa
all at
just
once.
Completely cleaning house, huh?
Except for the $100 million they gave to Gerald McCoy.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I heard some stuff this morning. Boomer Esiason was talking about he actually thinks the Bucs are going to. He doesn't think they're a threat or anything like that, but he thinks they have a very soft part of the schedule coming, and they're going to get a chance to get some confidence with Lovie Smith making an imprint there, and they're going to rattle off a couple of wins. And it would seem to run counter to fire sale.
And
Tuesday,
why is Doug Martin?
I don't know
like
why.
Vincent Jackson is an aging, big money receiver.
Doug Martin's a young
guy.
Why would you be looking to move on? Maybe they just don't think he's that good. Maybe they think his rookie year was a fluke because he didn't have a great year last year.
His rookie year was ridiculous. He was hurt a lot last year, though.
How many carries did he have as a rookie?
His rookie year, I don't know. He had almost 2,000 yards.
I think it was 1,500. But
who wrote the column?
Really?
I don't think it was.
I'm going 1476.
All right, I'll check on that for
you. I don't think he was knocking on the door at 2,000 either.
And that's a big jump. Careful, you get in trouble when you.
Yeah, Andy once.
I've played that role.
Andy
in the
once
TV
had on. Stephen Ridley in that category.
Hold on.
But with Martin, he is a younger guy. But I wonder how many carries he did get that year.
Well, that's what I was.
What was the story? Was it Domowich? Paul Domowich, one of our national columnists, wrote the story. That was eye opening.
Yes.
You know, there's an incredible drop off. For those running backs that get that amount of carries the following year, some of them are never the same.
I know. I he combined offense. He had almost 2,000 yards. He had almost, I was wrong, he had 1,454 on the ground, and then he had another 472 receiving.
How many carries?
1,926 was the total. I remember reading a story where it was like just under 2,000 on him.
And we're kind of all in the same place here. Yeah.
They
the
do
touches,
hit you after you get after you catch it.
Exactly. And the touches, when you get that amount of touches, I'm assuming it was around 400.
He had 319 rushing attempts, so he averaged 4.6 yards a carry that year.
319 rushing attempts
and
another 50 catches?
And 49 catches.
So that's you're knocking on the door 400 touches.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know if you were paying attention.
The
but
season after they do that, go off
a lot of times they're never the same.
Yeah. All the seasons after they do that.
Like Larry
is that right? I know that
Larry Johnson had that. Like remember how good Larry Johnson was that year with the Chiefs?
Yep.
He never did it again. Never had a good year again. And that was another 400-plus touch kind of season.
It's like 2 years and they're out of the league, basically, after those seasons.
Well, last year he played in six games.
Even Adrian Peterson.
Six games.
2 years after.
And, you know, his yards per carry. His yards per carry went from 4.6 in his rookie year to 3.6 last year.
But last time we traded for a Bucs running back who had been good a couple years earlier.
Turned into a pretty good running back last year in LeGarrette Blount.
Blunt force trauma.
And then this year, he's only played in four games. And he's rushed
so he's been hurt a little bit too,
48 times for 139, which is the number you guys were just talking about. So he went from 4.6 yards a carry his rookie year, 3.6 last year, and now down to 2.9.
You can give me all that stuff.
I'll take
pros,
Doug
cons.
Martin.
I'll take him.
I'll
Jonas
take
Gray, Doug Martin.
I'll
Jonas
take...
Gray, Doug Martin.
I like me some Doug Martin.
5'9", 223.
Yeah, built like me.
Yeah, a little bowling ball. That's what he is.
Don't you like how Andy fancies himself an athlete?
No. I didn't. I said he's built.
Well,
like
he's more athletic than anyone else in this room.
Well, that's not really saying
not
much.
Not like saying much, but hey, I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
I'll give it to you, Andy.
I really didn't get any response when I asked why we're watching Face the Nation.
We're still watching
Face the Nation.
People need to fix that in-house. We'll get on that right now. But there's a lot of news swirling around.
It is. Doesn't this feel like a crazy news day? You got the Chandler Jones. He's either going to miss a month or he's done for, like, forever. And then
well,
you got
the
Jason Lockenfora down the center.
4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
And everybody went with the four.
Right.
You know, and now,
but now it's
the
nine,
update
right?
was the six was optimistic.
Now it's 10, actually.
Right. That
nine
says,
games plus a right. bye. Now you're talking 10
right.
weeks.
Right. The update said that 6 weeks was optimistic and it could be the regular
season.
When
you have a hip injury that lasts that long, that to me seems like, okay, you've got some sort of labrum tear. Like, and those are the types of things that usually require surgery and usually need the rehab, and it's not the type of thing you come back from right
well,
away.
Well, it seems like Percy Harvin from last year from Seattle.
And
that's
I now question,
like
right.
I gave them the leeway of him hurting it, playing, and then having to miss some time. I think that can happen normally. Okay, we did something. He's got to miss 3 or 4 weeks to really get it healed. If you're now missing 10 weeks, now I'm questioning, what did you diagnose on the sideline that
maybe
allowed him to
been
go
back in that
right.
game? Yeah.
And I'm a little more critical of that, given this new information that he could be done for the
like
year.
Like, what kind of damage was done after you
exactly.
sent him back in?
Because to me, there's a big
that can
jump.
Be really dangerous.
4 weeks to 10 weeks is a big jump in recovery
mm-hmm.
needed.
Sure.
You could, you know, there are a lot of injuries. I think, okay, you probably shouldn't have played, but you played. Now you need, you know, 3 weeks or a month.
But
10 weeks.
I mean, Andy, that report, the initial report on Jones was pretty quick, right?
Yes.
It was within, you know, when did that come out? The game was Thursday.
Tuesday.
Oh, so it was a few days later.
Yeah, it was Tuesday. He was not on the practice field, and then I think Tuesday night we heard that was
I thought maybe,
case.
You know, that seemed like a quick report. Maybe there was more they discovered. They got better MRIs, some swelling went down, all that stuff. But now, if that came out on Tuesday, they should have had a pretty good idea by then. Dunkin' Donuts' new Dark Roast Coffee is here. Get a medium hot Dark Roast Coffee for 99 cents now through November 2nd. America runs on Dunkin' plus applicable tax. Participation may vary. It's a limited time offer. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart. Phone number for you, 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. We're talking about today's game between the Bears and the Patriots here in Foxborough. Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune will be joining us about a half hour from now on the show. We'll go behind enemy lines with him. We've got our Sunday six-pack to get to. We got all kinds of news swirling around. Potential trades. Let us know what you think about that. 855-PATS-500. Web radio at Patriots.com. Here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Want to join today's show? Call the guys on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social and your host, Mark Bertrand.
So crazy news day. Here's crazy, some more y'all. Crazy news. Marshawn Lynch in Seattle was so angry about the trade of Percy Harvin that he considered not getting on the team bus last weekend when they were leaving to go to St. Louis.
He is, as they say in clocks,
cuckoo. ESPN's Chris Mortensen reports.
Hey, a Brady jersey in London.
The Seahawks are already laying the groundwork to move on from Lynch after the season.
The Turbinator?
Which he says the organization has allegedly grown tired of dealing with the way Lynch handles himself within the locker room and off the field, which has now led to speculation that he might be available before the trade deadline on Tuesday. the Seahawks may be willing to trade him on by Tuesday.
It'd be interesting if the Super Bowl champs unloaded Percy Harvin and Marshawn Lynch.
It'd be like the stereotype of how not to handle prosperity.
Also, not exactly the all-in that Patriots fans, you know, lust for. Elway's all-in. Hard to argue if you're the Seahawks, you're all-in when you're unloading pieces.
But if you have,
but you could argue the whole doing what's best in interest of the team.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you have issues with players,
if you really think that they're hurting your team.
But shouldn't the Mike Felger of Seattle or the Mike Salk of Seattle be criticizing them for unloading talent? Pete Carroll, these are the challenges you face when you have a Super Bowl team, but you got to find a way to work through them. You can't just unload every player who's, you know, got an issue here or there.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see both sides.
I could see that.
I could see both sides of it.
But I would also argue, Andy, that if you have players on your team that are corrupting your locker room, so to speak, and they become a real issue within your within your team, and it's detrimental to what you're trying to do as a franchise and as a program, there's no better year to move on from those players than after you've just won the Super Bowl.
I just don't think you're winning the Super Bowl without Marshawn.
I don't think you are either, but I also think that maybe a move like that, listen, their run is just beginning. It's not coming to an end.
Oh, yeah.
They're in a different spot.
Yes, no question.
You know,
no question.
So if they take a step back a little bit, right, and let's
be honest. I need more info.
Oh, he's a dink. He's a well-known dink.
Yeah, I know he's a dink, but I need to see their offense operate a little bit more before I'm willing to say whether or not I think they could win without him.
Yeah, I don't think they can.
Yeah, see, my gut reaction is that they could, because I think you could put a lesser running back and still run the ball predominantly and have Russell Wilson make plays and play to your defense like they did last year. I don't think you need to have Marshawn Lynch be the guy, because I personally don't think he's that good.
Well, I think a few years ago, I don't think he's one
of those running backs that no matter what you go down to, you're taking a significant drop down.
You know, as much as it pains me, he's better than Robert Turbin.
I would say that you just can't.
Yes, I agree with
you
that.
You just can't plug in some chump and expect it to be the same. But if you have a halfway decent running back, you could get by without
difference makingly better.
That's what I feel.
And you might not be able. Here's
but
the
I
thing.
Need more information. You might not be able I haven't to, seen that team play enough to know that they could, because they might only throw the ball as well as they do, and Wilson might only look as good as he does at times because of Marshawn Lynch.
You might not be able to do it this season, because you might not have access to that guy, but
I'm saying this year. I'm talking about here and now. You don't repeat, in my opinion, if you unload.
And they might have already made the determination in their minds that we're not repeating with Marshawn Lynch,
and that could be true
with
too.
Marshawn Lynch.
Because, that could be true
because
too.
Of Marshawn.
Could be true.
And so, if that's true, I have no issue with them saying, you know what, let's get something for him before Tuesday.
Agreed.
We don't think we're going to repeat. This team can't win with this guy right now because things have become a mess with Percy Harvin being a jerk. We had to move on from him. Now this guy wants to be a jerk, and he's causing all kinds of
issues.
Didn't he
hold out in the summer?
Yeah.
Wasn't he not going to come?
Yeah, and then he's called.
They gave him a little bump,
right?
And he came back.
He called like ESPN and like went on the air and was like, I'm holding out. And so that lasted a couple of days.
He's a dink. There's no doubt about it.
Good word.
The only question, they move on from these guys.
He could be more than a dink,
but at the very least, he's a dink.
They're sending the message that, hey, we don't tolerate this nonsense. Like, we are about one thing, and that's trying to win the Super Bowl. And we're going to get right back to that next year without these types of players.
Yeah, but that's what I agree with. We'll get right back to that next year.
That's okay, though. I mean, Andy, what do you think the odds are of them repeating anyway? It's extremely difficult to repeat.
It is, but I think they have a chance. With Marshawn Lynch, I think they have a chance. Without him, I think they're done.
Yeah, I don't think they have a chance with him, because I think he has become a very divisive force. And I think that they might need to move on, and I'm not willing to say they don't have a chance without him. Certainly, it's a lot harder if you haven't planned for it. And you have two pieces that you thought were major pieces of your puzzle that evidently, to use Andy's word that I really liked, were too much of being a dink, both of them.
Yeah.
To allow the team to have success with them, and I think sometimes you need to move on. You know, I kind of agree with you, Beadle. I think the chances of repeating, I think that's what made the Patriots so impressive. I think the chances of repeating are hard. There were a lot of repeat champions in the NFL, but there haven't been for 10 years now.
Well, in the salary cap era, it's happened once. It's the Patriots.
Well, Denver did it.
Oh, they did repeat.
Yeah, Dallas, they weren't in the salary
Dallas,
cap
Dallas
era.
Did it.
Dallas was pre-cap, though, wasn't it?
93.
And Denver didn't have a cap.
Well, you could make that argument.
Denver, yeah, that's right.
You could make that argument.
Good point, Andy.
Fast and loose
good
with the
point.
Rules.
Yeah. They lost some draft picks as well for their cheating scandal, which was but they I didn't actually, have a salary
we could do another whole show on why the cap has nothing to do with that, but I will not bore everybody with that.
All right.
He'll bore everybody with something else.
Bore us with something else, Paul. Let's get to an email from CJ.
I just want to keep it lively, like Andy.
CJ,
talk about his,
CJ says
his career.
With that Schefter report.
What about my career?
About the Bucks. Be quiet now. Everyone, quiet down. Quiet on the set. With the Schefter report a few minutes ago about the Bucks having a higher chance of dealing Doug Martin than Jackson, who would you rather see in a Patriots uniform from Corey in Chicago writing in?
See, this is a tough question for me.
I think it's very difficult.
Because Vincent Jackson is the better player.
Yes.
Doug Martin, the bigger need.
That's why
yes.
I take Doug Martin.
And Doug Martin would be my answer for that reason and that reason only
Go
because you know what I think of running backs.
Yeah, I know, but I'd really like to see Vincent Jackson in a Patriots uniform. I really think he is Gronk insurance. He's a playmaker. He's a can win battles in January to maybe keep you afloat.
You really
if
think that
done.
That's the kind of player he is?
Yes,
you think
he's
that he's
going
to be the one guy and he's going to battle to make plays? Yep. I just haven't seen that from him.
Yep.
From Vincent Jackson?
I haven't seen him
you
fight.
You were dead wrong on that.
I haven't seen him fight and make plays like that.
Wrong on that.
I think he's
Paul,
a playmaker.
I thought he was a stiff
Paul,
in that and I know he might
have
had good numbers.
I have a play for you to go look for.
That 2006 playoff game in San Diego, I thought he had a million chances to make plays.
He has great hands.
8 years ago, Paul blacklisted him, and he's dead
no,
to
listen,
him.
No, listen.
He hasn't had a good year since then.
He's
had
very good years.
He's been a Jag for like 3 years.
Paul.
Who?
Vincent Jackson.
Are you kidding me?
Do you remember him last year here?
20 yards a catch as a Jag?
How many catches, Andy?
He had 1,200 yards and 20 yards a catch 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
His first two seasons in Tampa, 1,000-yard seasons, with 7 and 8 touchdowns and between 17 and 20 a catch.
I don't think that's great for a guy of his ability. I just seven touchdowns?
Andy, who's he playing with?
Andy, is he reaching his own
I think
potential?
His quarterback's blown.
Didn't they win 10 games 1 year?
With a bad quarterback. Who they then cut and is now out of football.
All
who
right.
you like to mock right. as the quarterback the Patriots beat.
Okay. I don't like him as much as you do.
I
no, and that's fine.
I don't think
I don't
he's done
think
a whole lot.
For the football.
I don't think he's done a whole lot and it's taken a while.
I
don't think he tries hard all the time.
I don't think he plays at 100%. I don't think he goes all
it's
out.
It's as simple as
oh,
that.
Oh, I do.
I don't think he does. I do not think
he's
a player.
You watched the game last year here and you thought he tried in that game?
No, no. Well, but one game?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think he tries hard all the time.
Yeah, guess who didn't either? Randy Moss.
You think that's the only
he's
game he
Randy
took
Moss.
Off?
He's not Randy Moss,
not
but
Randy
guess
Moss.
What? I'll take him in a heartbeat, and I think if he's here fighting for a championship, he will make plays for
yeah,
you.
See, I have a hard time with it because
that's
I
my concern.
I have a hard time I with do. It because on the Indy side, I think he is clearly better than any receiver you have.
I think that
not
would
even
be
close.
I mean, I'm not even going to get into that discussion
that.
With anybody.
Wouldn't argue that.
That is a no-brainer. But I don't think if like the scenario that you unfolded. You lose Gronk, and he's Gronk insurance, and I'm relying on this guy?
Nope.
Who doesn't even, like, seem to care half the time?
No shot. There was one report that it's a second-round pick. Would you give up a second-round pick for him?
Paul, you know what I think of second-round picks for Bill Belichick. Might as well trade him. We're not going to get anything.
It's another one that I kind of look at it from both sides, and I hate those because I hate not having a strong opinion. But I would absolutely give if I could be guaranteed that I was going to get the good Vincent Jackson. Absolutely, a second round.
See,
pick
See, I would
that.
Give up a second round pick to do it.
I would too.
And see, I think the problem is I don't think they're going to trade for the contract. I've said this before. Bill only trades for people who redo their contract, and I don't know if that's a test for him. I don't know if that's a Vincent. Do you really want to come win? You redo your contract, we'll trade for you, or if it's purely a money thing. And I think there's a part of it that may be that's like your first test under Belichick. Are you willing to sacrifice your money to come here and try to win?
It's a bad test.
And I don't think he will. I don't think he's a guy that's going to say, sure, tear up that $9.77 million, drop it to incentives, do this and that. I think he's going to say, sure, I'll go there if you pay me my $9.77 million.
And he had comments this
and
week.
And I would have
that
to go on his side for that because why should he have to?
He shouldn't.
Up his
and he said this week that he's completely happy where he is in Tampa Bay. And he thinks the team is headed in the right direction, and he thinks Lovie Smith is a great coach, and he likes playing for him.
Of course.
And he,
what does Lovie do?
Well, maybe he's, you know, listen, he also got that.
And I think he was talking long term, like
that.
He
got
he
that off field honor. I forget the name of it. So, but he got like
a good guy.
Yeah,
thing,
no,
right?
but I don't just blow that off because of his history.
Right.
I think that's sort of important that maybe he is a different guy. Maybe I'm being hard on him. Maybe I'm
that's
too hard
you
on
are.
Him. Maybe
you
he's
blacklist
played
guys.
Maybe he's played harder this year. Liking the situation that he's in with Lovie Smith, and I don't, you know, and I have, you know, I don't get to watch Tampa Bay this year. I have not seen the fight from him at all
he's
over the last several
well,
years.
They beat the Steelers on that last second touchdown by him.
Oh yeah,
right earlier this year,
which was one of the worst defensive play calls I've ever seen. Let's take the one guy on the other team who can hurt me and just single him up with my worst cornerback.
Watch the play before that, where it was almost the exact same play, and Vincent Jackson, you know, is in the end zone. He used his size, right? It was Willie Gay who was covering him.
Yep.
Used his size, which so far so good, kind of you know, and sneakily moves him off, uses his size advantage, makes a what could have been a physical play, turns around to the ball, just kind of waits for that ball to get to him. And by that time, Gay kind of put his hands on his back and started to push him a little bit. And the ball hits Vincent Jackson in the chest, and he starts complaining for a flag. And all I could think about was, if I was a team paying you the kind of money you make, I'd be pissed that you didn't make that catch with the game on the line. Now, he made the catch on the next play, so it didn't end up mattering. But when that play happened and I saw it live, I thought, man, that guy needs to have a little bit more fight in him, because I just didn't see it on that play. And that's in a situation where your team could win the game if you catch the football.
Well, that's kind of my argument with him. I think he's a tremendous receiver. I just don't think he's consistent.
Incredibly gifted. Incredibly
he
gifted.
Is. He has absolutely
great hands.
And he would be.
The guy can catch anything.
Head and shoulders better than anything.
He just doesn't
Patriots
fight
have
to get to that ball sometimes. What do we got, Andy? It sounds like the injury report.
Speaking of catching anything,
ready to go.
I don't know. The Guardian Injury Report. This week's Injury Report is brought to you by Guardian Life Insurance. Injuries aren't just a spectator sport. They can happen on or off the field, and they can happen to you. Good financial health begins with the benefits offered at your workplace. Make the defensive play. Look for Guardian Life Insurance to protect you and your family this enrollment season. Patriots inactives. Jordan Devey. So those of you that fear that he might be working his way back in the lineup. Don't
fear
worry
not
about it. Alfonso Dennard, those of ooh you looking to play nickel, fear. Cameron Fleming, Nate Ebner, the Finger Boys are still active, inactive. Aaron Dobson, Taylor Price Way is now his residency.
He's riding down that highway.
Chris Barker, and obviously Chandler Jones, the previously ruled out on Friday. So the interesting ones, in my opinion, well, actually just one, Alfonso Dennard. Yeah. Interesting in a nickel game, a spread offense where you got three receivers on a lot of plays. Apparently, we have our decision, and Alfonso Dennard is not going to be the nickel corner or the nickel back. So now you're talking about potentially extra safeties, as we saw last week, or Logan Ryan, which I know a lot of people are not all that excited about. More Logan
Ryan. A
little
bit down on that right now.
Yeah.
A little bit down on him.
So I think that's an interesting inactive that could have, you know, as we go back and look at this game tonight on the Xbox One post-game show, I think we could be talking about the Alfonso Dennard injury and maybe that being a factor in this contest.
Another injury.
Or same injury.
With. Same injury, but still dealing
no,
with
no, I know,
another
and,
guy,
and that's what I'm wondering.
Another guy not on the field.
That's problematic, the way, if it is indeed the shoulder that is once again keeping him out of action.
Yeah.
This is just going on and on and on, and it felt like they were cautious in the summer, and it feels like they have not been rewarded for that caution.
And another season with Alfonso Dennard dealing with injuries, you start to get labeled as an injury-prone player.
Bears will be without their two starting linebackers, Bostic and Briggs, by the way, who are both listed as doubtful on Friday. They are out.
Is Bostic the starter? Because on their depth chart, he's not, but I don't know how that works.
I don't know. He was listed as one, but maybe he's more of a – maybe he was a fill-in. So he wasn't listed. You know what I mean? Maybe he was starting for somebody else that was out. I don't know.
Yeah, he started a couple of years ago, and now I don't know what role he is.
Yeah, I know Kasim Green started last week, I think, for Briggs, but I'm not positive on Bostic. Maybe he is a backup.
Yeah, I was just going by the
either
release,
way,
he's
not playing.
He's
either
a,
way,
a
he's
backup.
Not playing. So that's good news for the Patriots.
Is it?
Oh, I think so.
He's a run stuffer. Are we going to run?
I think he's a pretty athletic linebacker.
Oh, I don't.
Bostic. I think
Briggs
small.
I think Bostic's a run stuffer and some
touchdown.
Oh,
wow. That was like third. That was like a third and a million play. Third and like 25 or something. They just let again, Golden Tate scored a touchdown.
That's my guy.
That's a Beetle point.
That's my guy.
The turd.
That's some points for me. We'll take them. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Email is webradio@patriots.com. My phone screener is all locked up here, Kevin. Can we punch up Melvin in Tennessee? Can we get to Melvin's call?
He is punched up, I think.
He is? Melvin, you there?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's happening,
Melvin?
Man?
Not much, man. Getting ready for this game. That's funny. I mean, you all don't think that's funny that Dobson's out, too? I mean,
well, I'm just used to it by now. I'm sort of just so what I expect. The more we've seen LaFell come on, Amendola came on a little bit
and
last
week. And I think
week.
That they feel comfortable with giving Timms a chance to make a play every game, and they haven't shown that confidence in Dobson.
Melvin, I think it's really disappointing. That's what
well,
I think it is.
But in a big picture, yes, but week to week, isn't it what we now expect?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not surprised by it. Yeah. I'm starting to be very disappointed with that because
I'm with
this,
Andy on that
this doesn't say good things about where Aaron Dobson's career is headed.
Nope. Just a quick thing we didn't touch on is Akeem Ayers will make his debut as a Patriot.
Yep.
5 days after landing here via trade. So interesting to see what role he's in. Was a special teamer in Tennessee. We'll see how much
he'll be a role
plays.
Player. like Roman Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's going to play like 99% of the snaps today. If he does, I don't think that's a good sign.
Well, quick question, you all. Since since Jones is injured and stuff like that, do you feel like even in this game with these quarterbacks coming up, that Bears are going to do a lot of dialing up pressures, like sending pressures from various places? I mean, I guess you're going to have to, or I guess trying to trade for like another defensive end. I don't know which direction he's going to go with that. But do you all see him doing a lot of scheming up and sending blitzes from a lot of places?
I don't actually. I think they go the other way. I think they're going to get the bleep back and keep everything in front and not take chances. Now you may see some interior stunts and twists, or maybe an A-gap blitz or something, but I don't think you're going to see all that much that's all that exotic.
I agree. Make Jay Cutler be Jay Cutler. Right.
And if he beats you, he beats you, okay? So, but don't give him plays. Don't make it easy on him. Make him earn them.
All right, that's my question, man.
All right, see you, Melvin.
Talk to you later.
He's up.
Thanks, Melvin.
Take it easy.
Booby Dixon's going to start today. Booby.
That gets you excited.
Well, Schefter doesn't. He calls him Anthony. What a dink.
Schefter or Booby Dixon?
No, Schefter. When you have the ability to write Booby in a professional setting, you write Booby.
All right.
All right.
Good to know. let's go to Ash in New York. Hey, Ash.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Ash.
What's up, Ash?
Ash. Ash with an O.
Oh, Osh, gosh.
Oh, Ash. Yeah,
exactly.
Osh, okay. Gosh, bagosh.
Osh.
Exactly. I'm just curious. Correct me if I'm wrong, but did you not pick New York to win last week?
We did not pick New York to win last week.
No, we did not.
I took the points.
Yeah. Nobody picked New York.
Points. Yeah.
I picked the Patriots to win, and they didn't win by enough.
Okay, I must have misunderstood because I was hearing someone talking about towing your car.
Oh, that was a couple of weeks ago.
Well, he was on a stretch. You had
I picked
three.
Different game. Different
yes,
game.
Yes, I did pick Buffalo to win 2 weeks ago, and
okay,
someone wanted to tow my car because I picked Buffalo to win. Yes, that is correct.
Did they do that?
They did not do that. Thankfully, Osh. Ah, you wish they towed my car, Osh?
That was pretty dinky to pick Buffalo. I'm right next to Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I fight with my neighbors a lot because I'm a Patriot fan and I'm proud of it.
That's good.
The fact that I'm a female on top of that, they don't like that.
Okay.
All right, Ash. So what do you got on today's game? You got any thoughts on today's game? What are you doing?
I can't just pick the team I like. I have to try, and I know I'm not doing a very good job. I'm trying to pick the team I think is going to win.
Okay.
And today, that will be the Patriots. But, in that game, I was wrong. I picked Buffalo.
And others.
Yeah.
Others. I picked the Patriots to beat Kansas City. I was wrong that day, too.
Yeah.
And I picked them to beat Miami.
Very wrong that day.
Now I picked the Patriots to beat Miami, too. I was wrong that day.
Now he's mocking you a lot.
I've been wrong a lot.
Yeah.
No, I'm mocking myself.
No, you're
pointing out how many times
I'm wrong
I've been
when
wrong.
I pick them, too.
I was.
I picked them many times.
I also picked Cincinnati to win. I was wrong that day. I'm pointing out how many times I was wrong.
I can say this. I was wrong.
That's good. A man saying that, that's phenomenal. I'm very proud of you for that.
Thank you.
All right.
See,
but today we're going with the Patriots, all of us.
Speaking of sarcasm,
yes, I am. You guys going with the Pats today?
I am going.
Going with the Pats, but I do have a little fear.
You have some fear?
Yes, I am a fear of the weapons that they have. I think they have the ability, if Cutler takes care of the football, to put some points on the board.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I'm not familiar with the Bears, but thank you for your input.
All right.
Osh.
I probably could have asked the person. Now, was that a female or a young?
Oh, I believe it was
a female.
Okay.
It was a female.
Oh, yeah, she said female.
855 Pats 500. That's the phone number. Just about anybody is allowed
she
to
did
call
make,
this program.
And she made a big point of
we
saying
we take
that,
all comers.
She did make a big point of saying how impressive it was that a man actually admitted he was wrong.
That's good. 855 Pats 500. 855 Pats 500. We'll take a
non-discriminatory pregame show.
Timeout here.
We'll fight with anyone.
Beetle.
Take a timeout here. Brad
I'll
Bates.
Mock anyone.
Of the Chicago Tribune will be joining us as we go behind enemy lines. Coming up here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Don't go anywhere.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Have a question for the boys? Call them on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to your host, Mark the Beetle Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. It's time to go behind enemy lines.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
And as we go behind enemy lines today, we are joined by Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune. talking about the Bears today here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Brad, thanks for the time, number one. And let's ask a question of you right off the bat, as we're talking a lot of trade rumor stuff, a lot of news today in the NFL. Do you see the Bears making any trades before Tuesday?
I'd be a little surprised by that for a couple reasons. One, I don't think they're going to be a seller. I think they feel like they've got a chance to really compete here, especially with the second half of the schedule being favorable for them in terms of a lot of home games coming up for them. They've been on the road a lot, and I don't see them being a big-time buyer either because they're already without, I believe, their fifth-round draft pick next year, and that's one of the things they've talked a lot about is building through the draft, getting the roster younger, finding young talent to build around. So in order to be a buyer, you're probably talking about giving up draft picks and want to collect them, not trade them away.
Brad, we obviously all saw the Brandon Marshall quotes and comments last week and everything that went on. Is that going to serve as a sort of solidifying factor with this team, or is this team on the verge of potentially kind of falling apart internally if they have another couple bad games?
Well, I think if they have another couple of bad games, you're talking about staring at 3-6. They're 3-4 right now. They've got a bye this coming weekend, and then they're at Green Bay. So two difficult road tests for them, especially when you consider their recent track record against the Packers. They've had a lot of difficulty beating them. I want to say Jay Cutler's 1-9 as a starter against the Green Bay Packers. So, yeah, I think it probably does head south if they lose the next two and fall to 3-6. Because you get to 3-6, you can kiss away the playoffs, and you're talking about needing a pretty serious role to even climb back to .500.
Well, what's the sense that you get, Brad, just sticking with that line, with the locker room in general?
You know, I think they could compete today against the Patriots. And I say that because you look at the talent that they have, they can play with just about anybody out there at times, and they have. They've had a great first half against the Packers, at least offensively, and couldn't put together a second half of that game. The kind of team that's going to give them some struggles, it's going to be a team that's extremely physical on both sides of the ball. I don't think anybody is going to say that the Patriots are that kind of football team today, but if Cutler makes some mistakes, if their defense has some breakdowns, they could get blown out by 20 points today. So anything could really happen. It just sort of depends on what Bears team shows up. I'm a little curious to see if New England can get a pass rush going with Chandler Jones missing this game. But the Bears are, you know, they've had a lot of injuries on defense. They've got a new combination at linebacker today, and the intermediate passing game for Tom Brady might be able to take off.
Brad, obviously one of the issues for the Patriots has been the pass protection this year. And, you know, you have some names on that defensive front. Obviously, everybody's familiar with Jared Allen. I guess he's getting healthier. But Willie Young is a guy that not many people are familiar with. And you look at those 7 sacks. Is that a case of some of the other guys kind of pressuring the quarterback and Young cleans it up? Or has he been as good as the numbers would show?
I think it's probably a little bit of both, and that's a good question. Willie Young is a guy who last year with the Lions, he was among the league leaders in terms of quarterback pressures, quarterback hits, only had 3 sacks. He's been finishing those plays this season. He has been fast off the edge. He has been their best pass rusher. Jared Allen had a very good game against the Falcons down in the Georgia Dome. He was going against a rookie left tackle in Jake Matthews. Jared Allen should do well against a rookie. Jared also had 1 good half against the Jets, very good, but other than that, I think they've kind of wanted more from him. They gave Lamar Houston a lot of money. He's kind of more of a base defensive end, although he's gotten some pressures from time to time. You know, a guy who's played real well for him inside a tackle, had 3.5 sacks last week, is Jeremiah Ratliff. He was a 4-time Pro Bowl guy with the Cowboys. He's 33, and he's shown a little bit of youth here of late for the Bears. So he's a guy that helps out too. They've been much better rushing the passer than they were last year. They were dreadful a year ago, and they kind of do it with a group effort.
How are they getting by? I know there's been a lot of injuries in the secondary, Brad, but how are they getting by back there, and what can we expect today?
Well, keep an eye on Kyle Fuller, the first-round draft pick. He broke his hand last week, his right hand, and he suffered a hip pointer, but he's going to play. He's been very good for them. I think it's a sort of a good news, bad news thing. Kyle Fuller has been their best player in the secondary. That's good news because it tells you, hey, they got a heck of a draft pick at 14th overall. That's bad news because that means the other guys in the secondary haven't been playing as well. They lost Charles Tillman for the year. Tim Jennings hasn't come up with the takeaways like he has in previous seasons when he's been to the Pro Bowl. Their free safety, Chris Conte's played well when he's been on the field, but he's been knocked out of four games he hasn't been able to finish, and he sat out all last week's game with a shoulder injury. So he's decent when he's out there, but he can't seem to stay on the field. So I'm real interested to see how they do covering Tom Brady's numerous targets. Everybody knows about Gronkowski. The other guys are a little lesser known. So that's going to be interesting, because if the Bears can't get a pass rush, it's going to be a long day, I think, for Chicago.
Brad, last time we saw the Patriots defense, they were giving up chunks of yardage to Chris Ivory, 218 yards to the Jets. And last we saw the Bears offense, you know, there were some questions about not giving Forte the ball enough. Is there a chance that the Bears just come out today and hand Forte the ball early and often and see what happens?
Well, with your season on the line, and I think you can say the season's on the line because they're 3-4 right now. With the season on the line, why not put the game plan on the shoulders of your best offensive player? And Matt Forte has certainly been that guy. He's leading the NFL in catches right now. I think they need to get him going on the ground. They haven't been picking up chunks in the ground game like you talk about this year. I don't believe he's had a 20-yard run yet this season. They need to go to him often. I think they need to control the tempo of this game when they're going against a quarterback like Tom Brady, and there's no better way to do that than to utilize their running back, Matt Forte. So we'll see. They've got a new combination on the offensive line this week. The right tackle, Jordan Mills, is out with a foot injury. So Michael Ola, who has started for him at left guard and left tackle because of injuries to those positions, will now move over to right tackle. If Forte can get going, that's certainly going to give the Bears an opportunity, like I said, to control the tempo, and then maybe a little bit later in the game, open up some one-on-one outside opportunities in the passing game.
Do you feel like Cutler will be patient enough to do, to maybe keep it on the ground and take a page out of what the Jets did last week out of that playbook?
Well, I think if the coaching staff dictates to him that he's going to be patient enough to do that certainly could happen. Yeah, I mean, he's a bright enough guy. He's got to realize what's at stake here. They lose this game and go to 3-5, and then 2 weeks to listen to the complaints, and then the talk of having to go to Green Bay and win, where they just haven't been able to have success, or Jay hasn't been able to have success. That's going to put them in a difficult spot.
One final question for you here, Brad. You got a pick on today's game?
Yeah, I picked the Patriots to win the game. I think Forte will do very well against this New England defense. Which seems like the strength of it right now is certainly in the secondary. I think Matt Forte will pile up some yardage today, but I just have a hard time going against Tom Brady at home in October, especially against this Bears defense that's been beat up and will be shorthanded today.
He is Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune. You can follow him on Twitter, at Brad Biggs. That's B-I-G-G-S. Brad, thanks for the time, as always. We appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad Biggs joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Dunkin' Donuts' new dark roast coffee is here. Get a medium hot dark roast coffee for 99 cents now through November 2nd. America runs on Dunkin', plus applicable tax. Participation may vary. It's a limited time offer. Got something, Paul?
Andy, you should have introduced yourself.
Yeah, screw him.
Well, that's nice. Because Brad Biggs didn't know him? Is that the deal?
The backstory? No. It's okay to not know somebody, but when you're a guest on a radio program and the producer says, oh, Brad, you're on with so-and-so and so-and-so, the need to say, never heard of him? I mean, what's the need of that?
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Was that on the air?
No, off the air, but the producer giddily told me because like, he thought it was funny, he wanted to create a... This might have actually been in the old days, too. I don't even know where it was, but I remember, you know me, I don't forget these types
of things. What show was it?
I think it might have actually, I might have been on with Felger on 890.
Oh.
You're on with Mike Felger and Andy Hart, never heard of him. Well, I never heard of Brad Biggs either.
Well, he was generous enough to give us his time and give us his insight. And I want to thank Brad Biggs for joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots
pregame
social.
I want to especially thank you, Brad, for taking a rocket shot at Indy Hart. I want to thank him for that,
thank
too.
Thank you, Brad.
I want to thank him for the nap I took mid-winter a couple times.
1-9, Jay Cutler is against Green Bay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's terrible. That's Brad, thanks for the time.
Hard to win the division.
Very much.
Paul and I
very much appreciate
excellent
your time.
Insight, Brad.
Because here's a little secret: we don't pay that guy. He did it for nothing.
Welcome.
He did it for the goose
to the
egg.
Show.
Anytime. And for that,
so is that,
I
is that why you requested that guy, Paul, just to piss Andy off?
No, I had no idea about that story. But I do want to add this: Aaron Dobson's highlight of the season is being listed on ESPN's page of notable inactives,
just above Jadeveon Clowney. That's good for him.
Well. How he's
who's
notable,
active, by the way.
Notable actors in
no, but I'm just
in
saying
inactives.
He's in a list that includes Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah, that's where I belong. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a notable inactive
because here he's on a list with Jordan Devey.
He's been active, I believe, twice or three times, maybe. I mean, he's a notable inactive. I'm stunned by that.
It's good for him.
You're one
it's
of those big time fantasy guys. Like, in what percentage of leagues is Aaron Dobson owned?
If you'd like to know, I bet it's something around like 4%.
So,
that.
And outside of New England,
maybe so slightly ahead of Andy
something
Hart,
like that.
Something
like
ahead
2%,
of like Jones.
Once again, it gets back to Andy's career.
I wouldn't shut up.
Now that I think about it, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like 1.8%.
So Jonas Gray owned in more leagues than him, maybe.
I doubt it. Oh. I'll let you know what. I'll give you an answer on both of those coming back here on the show.
It's people like Aaron Dobson that really push you to one day fantasy football on DraftKings.
We got to take a quick timeout here on the program. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, 855-PATS-500, the phone number for you. When we come back, we'll get to our Sunday six-pack, and we'll get to your calls as well. Stay tuned.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to join today's show? Call the guys on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social and your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Before we get to the Sunday six-pack, let's get to some of your calls.
Do we have to get to the Sunday six-pack?
Yes, we do. Yes, okay. I want to know how I did last week. I know that my reverse trick worked on the Patriots game because I said I like the Patriots to cover, so I'm taking the Jets. And so when that happened, I won with the Jets.
That's not just not fair.
Your strategy worked real well.
Did it? Well, how did I do?
I took the Jets because I thought the Jets.
No. You took the Patriots in the Cincinnati game because everybody else took.
So he and I are even now. We've each got a cheap Patriots game.
And I'm minus one to both of you because I'm actually trying.
Todd's in Texas today. Hey, Todd.
Todd!
Are you talking to me? I'm Tyler.
Oh, Tyler! I'm sorry. It's just Todd on our screen here. How you doing, Tyler?
I'm sorry. We have a moron typing these names in.
It's all good. Sorry for cutting you guys off last week.
Got a great phone, too, right?
Yeah. Hey,
who's the effing moron now, Andy?
You.
Tyler, still you. Still you.
he can't help the phone he has. You could help the brain you have.
All right. I was wondering, Dolphins has been active a bunch of weeks, and so what do you think we do with them? Do you think we trade them with all the trade talk going on?
No. Trade Aaron Donald.
I mean, I don't know what you're going to get for
you
him.
You could. I just don't think that there's a whole lot of value.
Yes, if you trade a second and Aaron Dobson, you can probably get Vincent Jackson.
Right.
Just like if you trade a second, you can probably get Vincent Jackson. His value, he's coming off an injury, and he's done absolutely below nothing.
I think if you wanted to include a wide receiver, I think Amendola might be able to, because at least there's a track record of some production at the NFL level where you don't have that with Dobson.
And he
even
gives them
younger.
Something different. Right. You know, the whole talk here of Aaron Dobson was he's an outside receiver who could make some plays down the field. Well, they have that in Evans, and they're giving that up. They might want a slot guy like Amendola, possession guy. You know, everybody talks about, young quarterbacks love to have a possession guy. Maybe Amendola could go there.
Maybe he could.
I don't think Dobson gives you anything of any value.
Maybe a team says, hey, throw Dobson in. We want to take a flyer on him.
I feel like
there might be something there, and you guys obviously don't.
Could end up on IR at any point with a, injury.
One of those quote-unquote injuries.
I mean, just look at it. Well, first of all, you're starting
that
to...
That injury being diagnosed as not being good enough.
Right, and needing the roster spot kind of thing.
Well, don't forget now, I mean, depending on what happens with this Chandler Jones situation, you can't use the designation on him. They've already used it on Salinga. So now you're either carrying a roster spot where you don't have a player in Jones, or you make a decision that Jones is done for the year, and we're shutting him down.
You carry him. If he's coming back for the postseason,
I say you got to carry him.
He's good enough. He's your pass rush. You carry him.
But Paul raised a good point, Andy. If it's this serious of an injury where he's out for 8 or 10 weeks, what percentage of Chandler Jones are you getting when he comes back?
I don't know. I,
can't answer that.
I mean, no, none of us can. But
I just love the way you said it.
None of us can, but nah, you could say, you know what, that could be the type of thing where an injury like that lingers, and, well, even if he does come back, he's not going to be very good, so they make the decision to shut him down.
Yeah, I think he's a guy you wait almost at – especially
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. I wouldn't shut him down. Despite what I said about not knowing what you get back, I think Andy's right.
I agree. I'm just trying to give the other side.
He's a good enough player that you give every opportunity, even if you can get him back for
totally
one game.
And
totally
they have,
agree.
I mean, Barker. That's an automatic roster spot right there.
Right.
Chris Barker, gone.
If you had a roster crunch, there's
Nephew
ways that
Bob.
You could get it.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Seriously. Nephew from another mother?
Tim's in Pensacola, Florida today. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Tim,
great.
you honor us with your phone call.
Thank you. Hey, I got some great thoughts about this Bear Games, but let me first say for last week I wanted to call in the post-game segment, but you know what? I got to applaud Danny Amendola. I said he needed to step up. I mean, especially if you think about what this guy goes through. I mean, he hears the talk, and it's obvious. I mean, even the teammates comment on, you know, Gronkowski said, I feel sorry for him. Belichick and Brady go out of their way to, you know, talk him up. Edelman says, yeah, we just don't talk about the stuff. Like, the guy knows he's going to go down as one of the biggest busts in the Belichick era, and that they're going to execute the option to get out of his contract and cut him at the offseason. And most guys would honestly shut it down, and he didn't. For one game last week, he was paid what he worth. He was the guy we thought he was last game. So you know what? We got to give him that. So thank you, Danny Amendola, for helping us beat the Jets.
That's right. Give him a game ball, everybody.
Yeah, and I'm dead serious about that. Now, as far as the Bears go, man, to quote one of the greatest wide receivers in NFL history, Terrell Owens, get your popcorn ready because it's going to be a show. I mean, this game is probably going to go down as one of the most exciting games because they have a defense that can't stop our offense, and they have an offense that I'm not really too impressed with our defense's chance at. But in the end, I still think we're going to win it. We're going to win a shootout, and there's one X factor in that game. And you know what that X factor is?
Jay Cutler.
Damn. Yeah.
All right.
That was it.
Bam. Well, nailed it.
That's kind of the X factor. I mean, when he plays well, they win. When he plays poorly, they lose.
No. Tim, you and I are seeing things most people don't see. We're on the same wavelength.
I just was surprised that he was surprised. That
I was, too.
You know, that you nailed that.
No, because I didn't, you know, I thought you guys were going to say, oh, do you think the lack of the. No, but you nailed it because here's what's going to happen. I think the Bears are going to put up points like crazy. I think New England's going to put up points like crazy. And I think somewhere probably in the middle of the third quarter, Jay Cutler's going to throw that pick, and it's going to be a bad pick, and then we just get the Jay Cutler face. And from there, Paul, if you still did your nod, you can nod. When you see the Jay Cutler face, go
the
ahead.
The Jay Cutler
nod
face is on his face on every play.
Yeah.
he
has that same kind of vacant look on his face all the time.
And his proponents say, you know, it doesn't mean anything. He's not really
right.
sulking
and it
or
may
moping.
Not, but, like, that's the face that you get all the time.
No question.
Like, the Manning face, you know, like, you see that. When things are going bad, that Manning face comes out. It's a change from his normal face. The Manning face?
Manning face.
No, Jay Cutler.
No, what I'm saying is
he has a mopey face.
Right, when you watch Peyton Manning play, he doesn't always have that, you know, I look like I want to cry or complain about a call look on his face all the time. Usually when things are going well, he looks like Peyton Manning. Then all of a sudden, he faces adversity and you get the Manning face. Jay Cutler has the same look on his face on every play.
You think he has that face? Doesn't he have a hot wife?
He does. Like Kristen Cavallari.
I think he has that same face when he's giving her the uh-oh.
Well, hey, guys, I'm going to let you go because I got to meet up with some friends. But, hey.
Hey, enjoy the game, Tim.
Exciting shootout.
Yes, I agree with you.
And you and I, Jay
game.
Cutler, keep it between us.
You guys, you guys, way ahead of the curve. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you checking in with us.
Guys got 10 turnovers, all of them coming losses. He's the X factor.
Is it all of them?
I don't know if it's every one of them. No, he threw. I know
one,
he threw.
Right?
He threw some at least one interception against San Francisco that night.
I pulled the Perillo and wrote Cutler, who all but one of his turnovers have come in.
And you never checked it. I always write stuff and then I say to myself, I got to go back and check
and
that.
Then you
and
don't.
Half the time I forget, and I'm like to Andy, I'm like, you didn't happen to circle that. Never mind.
Never mind. Deal with it. 855 Pats 500. That's the phone number. Open lines for you. If you'd like to jump on board, let's get to that Sunday six-pack. Let's see how we did last week.
I'm hot.
Nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
All right, how did we do? How did my method work?
Great week for you, Beatles.
Yes!
First that
means,
place.
That means there was a bad week for me and you, Andy.
How did I do?
A first place week last week, leading you, propelling you into first place overall.
How did I do?
Not
four
fair.
And two.
Four and two.
Not fair.
Four
Andy.
And two. Yes.
Intentionally picking against himself.
Yes.
So you
four
should have been two and four.
I should have been, but I wasn't. I
Beatle,
was four and two.
Beatle four and two. Paul and Andy 2-4.
Well, how do the how do the standings
for the
look?
Year? Mark 13-21.
All right.
Andy 11-23. Paul,
but
eight,
I maintain my pride.
8-26.
Wow.
8-26.
Wow. So you're saying there's a chance.
8-26.
I'm saying he couldn't sing it.
First game up this week, Miami at Jacksonville for the Battle of Florida. Miami by 5.5.
I'll take Miami.
Jacksonville.
See, this is the...
I missed the... I just knocked my headphones off.
Jacksonville, Miami.
Almost beheading myself
five
under the
hay.
TV.
5.5.
I'll take Miami.
I like this.
He took Jacksonville just because.
Because why?
Andy.
You want me
you
to pick
are,
first?
This is unbelievable.
You want me to pick first? Then
can you give Andy Andy's record again with the spread?
Andy's record is 11-23.
You're 55-51, picking every single game with the spread. You're 11-23. And I'm what?
You're 8-26.
I'm 57-49, picking every game. And I'm 8-26, picking a select few.
Yep. That's why we picked the best ones. Second game, Baltimore at Cincinnati. Baltimore by 1.5.
Cincinnati.
Baltimore.
I'm going to take Baltimore as well.
You're an a-hole.
Which I think
I picked
have.
First, Andy.
It's nothing to do with what he and I are picking. It's
what
your
does it have to do
thinking,
with?
Who should I normally pick? And you're picking
I'm not
the
doing
other.
That this week.
Yes, you are, and I
no,
can tell
I'm
it
not.
By the stupid grin on your face.
Game three, Buffalo.
Not.
At the New Jersey Jets. Buffalo at the
Buffalo
New Jersey Jets.
At the New Jersey
Buffalo.
Jets.
The New Jersey Jets. You don't even want to hear the line?
Buffalo.
3.5 for the Jets.
Buffalo.
I am going to take the Jets.
I'm going to take Buffalo.
Andy's still mad at me. I don't know what he's mad about.
You've ruined the contest.
No. Game four.
I'm not doing that this week.
Yes, you are. Just
if
you're
I
not
was,
saying
I'd
it.
Take the Jets.
No, you wouldn't.
The
Andrew,
I don't ever pick the Jets.
The Fighting Andrew Luck-led Colts and playing at Pittsburgh. The line is Indy by 3.5.
Yeah, Colts are going to win that one.
Colts.
I love Indy in that game.
Now I don't know what he's doing because that he actually made a pick.
Colts. I've been making real picks the whole time.
No, you haven't.
Green. He's setting himself up so he can win no matter what. I only had a bad record because I picked opposite of what I really thought.
Green Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans by 1.5.
I like New Orleans winning that game.
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Green Bay is going to lose.
New Orleans stinks.
I know they're
trying to make the excuses all year for where it is, how it is, what it is. Maybe they're just not going.
They're back home.
I'll give you a dirty little secret.
I think they're going to win at home.
You know who's not playing all that well?
Desperate team theory.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, and not just a recent thing.
You don't even know how to spell his name.
He's terrible.
I didn't write it.
But they're at home. They're at home.
Last but not least.
He hasn't been good anywhere. In the United States of America, he's not good this year.
The Chicago Bears invading Foxborough today.
I can't even say that anymore, because what if they play in London?
Chicago Bears invading Foxborough. New England by 5.5.
Patriots.
Patriots.
I like the Patriots in this game. It's more of an anti-Chicago pick, I have to admit.
But you know the little dirty little secret key to the game.
Jay Cutler, X-Factor.
He's an X-Factor, guys. You should know that.
You know what game I'm... interested to see what happens in.
And
today.
Brad Biggs picked. He said Forte is going to run, but in the end, Brady will make a play. Basically,
Brady has too much at home. Too much to
in October.
Against.
I heard him say that. What does that mean?
I didn't hear anything about October.
Oh, he said Brady at home in October.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Brady's probably some.
That's why he's a big
number.
Timer in Chicago. Biggs timer. He Biggs timed me.
Webradio at patriots.com.
I don't know who that is.
Joe. No one cares about that, Andy. Really,
I do.
I know you do, but it happened years ago.
It did, actually.
Joe from Boston writes in, is there any chance that Dobson still hasn't come back fully from his surgery earlier this year, and that has contributed to him not looking good and hence being benched?
I don't buy it, but
like
there's always a chance.
Yes, yeah. There's a chance of that, but my guess is that he's not looking good in the practice field, and it's not physical.
Ooh, it's mental.
No, I'm saying he's not doing the things that he's supposed to do, you know? Listen,
that's a problem.
We're not at practice. We don't know what's going on, but my guess is he's not practiced well, and he's been passed up by Brian Timms.
Have an email here from Raymond from Fort Bliss, Texas.
Fort Bliss.
Yes.
Very happy there.
He writes, what's up, guys? Great show as usual. Most of the time, I agree with Andy's perspective on everything.
You should.
But I cannot
Boobies.
Today.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
I think that Paul has it right today. I don't think the team should pursue Vincent Jackson if it's going to hurt the team long term. And I don't think that he is
obviously. I don't think they should pursue him either if it's going to hurt the team long term.
And but here's
you add that phrase in, and I agree with you.
Here's Ray,
or whatever your name is.
You don't have to get all mad. Yeah. It's not me.
It's not me you're yelling at.
It's
a more pertinent point.
It's an emailer.
He writes, "I just don't think he is the big playmaker that Andy believes he is. Looking at his statistics the past couple of years, his numbers have dropped, as well as the balls that he drops regularly. He just doesn't have the speed that would open the field up like he used to. He was a force to be reckoned with in his early days, but he's getting older and isn't going to get any better or faster. I don't want the team to have to give up an early round draft pick for him. If anything was to happen, the contract would have to consist of a conditional mid-round pick, no more, no less."
I wish we had a slow old guy who averaged 19 yards a catch.
Yeah, I am not as set against it as that. I don't think that it's going to do anything to damage the team long term.
I'm all in with Ray.
I think that he is. I think he is a very, very good receiver. I'm not taking away his ability. I question his ability to compete. There's a difference there.
It's compete level.
Ray adds that the biggest needs are the defensive line and offensive line. Some moves were made last week. I don't think that is enough. Keep up the great work, guys. Raymond Malcolm from Fort Bliss, Texas.
Yeah, I love Ray. He's a long time. He goes way, way back to our first days at doing the podcast. But I think Vincent Jackson is far and away, head and shoulders, not even close, would be the most talented receiver the Patriots would have. I just don't think, like Andy thinks, that if you had to rely on him as your centerpiece, that you're going to get a consistent performance out of him. I don't think he's that guy. I don't think he's a consistent performer. Not one to be relied on. But I don't think it would hurt your team long term if you made the deal and $10 million. That's not that much. You know?
And you could cut him.
I mean, it's a high salary, but it's not like a crippling salary.
And, you know, I mean,
it's a prorated $10 million now, so you're looking at half that for the rest of the year, right?
Right.
Roughly. And then if it doesn't work out, you cut him for the next. Yeah, so you cut them for next year.
And my biggest problem is the idea of we can never get receivers on the same page with Brady, and we're suddenly going to do it like mid.
You know what's funny? We never even brought that part of
right.
it up.
Well, that's my biggest issue. Like, I don't even care. Like, all the other stuff I'd like to see, but, you know, can he get on the same page with Brady, or is it just going to be, does he just become Tim's? Because if he's just going to be Tim's, then I don't really want him.
Right.
I'm not paying him $5 million to run deep twice a game. I want him on the field all the time. Like, I want him by January to be an actual member of the offense so that if Gronk's not out there or whatever, you have a guy, not, you know, just a couple times a game deep threat.
Al from Italy writes in, I have a question about Easley. Do you think he could play as a defensive end on a three front? Another question. We know that Cutler is prone to interceptions. Do you think we should pressure and blitz him a lot, or should we stop the run so he is forced to throw? As always, less Andy, more Paul, and Mark with a C. What?
No, I don't think they should pressure him. I think they should play the run and allow him to just throw interceptions because he doesn't need to be under pressure to do that. And yes, Easley can play a 3-4 end. That's basically what he plays. He plays a 4-3 tackle. It's kind of the same. And he's played in some three-man fronts this year already. So,
but
the question is,
prototype,
what is he going to give you, regardless if it's a 4-3, if he's a 4-3 end, if he's, what has he hasn't really shown me anything yet.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he's coming back. I'm not killing him. I still like the draft pick. Well, I just think that he hasn't really done much.
But the problem is, he'd be a nice guy to turn to as Salinga's out, Jones is out. Well, he's a tweener guy between those two that maybe you should lean on, but can you lean on him because he's done nothing?
All right.
And he is not Richard Seymour, I will say that.
No, he's not a prototypical, he's not a prototypical 3-4, but he's not a prototypical 4-3 tackle either.
No.
That 275, 280.
And certainly not for here. He's not a prototypical Patriots defensive lineman.
Which was what made it, I think, exciting.
An interesting pick.
It made it an exciting pick for me because I thought that was going to signal some change.
Well, you didn't have any expectations on him.
That's true. You
didn't
had
you
no
have that old fight with Bob Soucy about expectations and Easley and
the fight
Armin
about,
Armstead
no,
and all that.
No, it was
that.
About Armstead.
But he brought up Easley and backed you into a corner. And
yeah, and I said in year one, I don't expect too much out of the player.
You were right.
Yeah. So
he just goes, yeah, I was right.
Bob was wrong. No shock there.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow!
Well, I mean, he was crying me a river because freaking Armand Armstead got cut. Like he was his, brother or something. Like, well, what's the thing with Armand Armstead? Like, were you guys roommates?
Could have used him now.
What the hell was going on there?
But could we have?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, I'm saying
didn't make
theoretically.
It on the field for a reason.
Well, he has a bad heart.
I totally
his
get
heart's
that.
Just not in the game anymore.
Oh, that now that's uncalled for, Andy. That's uncalled for.
But theoretically, it would be nice to have Arm and Armstead on this depth chart.
But Bob was wrong about this. Let's get to this email from Pete in Manchester, UK.
He was just going to drink. He went to a drink in his own
mid-sentence.
Like, you're the host of the show. You're supposed to be talking.
This cold is killing me, Andy. I'm playing hurt today.
Hey, I learned it. I mean, I did it.
Paul is wrong about Felix Jones. He is completely done. Did you say that about Felix? Did you mention
Felix Jones? About Felix Jones today. We had something, I think, during the week. Andy, you said that he was in for a workout somewhere, and we just threw him out there as a guy. I don't have any idea what kind of condition Felix Jones
Pete's
is
wondering,
in. He very, very well could be done. Yeah. I'm willing to co-sign
Pete's
on
wondering
that.
If the Patriots could get both Martin and V-Jax in the same deal.
Well, that's what we were wondering earlier in the show.
And don't forget Goldson. Throw him in. We could use a safety help.
Make a blockbuster deal, which a
McCoy's probably out of the question at this point with that new contract. But
a big-time rarity in NFL circles. A blockbuster trade deadline deal.
He has this PS for Andy. Andy, when's your next marathon?
Quarter past never.
He writes, got to be sub 4 hour next time, right?
Yes. That would be the goal. That's why I think I'm going to pick an easier marathon if I ever do another one.
Not going to do Boston?
I don't know. My knee hurts right now.
What's one of the flat ones? What are
Chicago is supposed to be beautiful and flat.
There you go.
It's a circular one by the lakes or something. So you start, finish the same spot, flat. I've heard it's very easy.
That's what you should do. Strive for that.
Chicago?
Yeah. But it's still, you know.
It's windy.
26 miles.
It's windy there. It's true. It's very windy.
May the wind always be at your back.
855-PATS-500. That's the phone number. Open lines for you right now. Jump on board. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We'll take one final timeout before we inch closer to game time here
I'm excited about this. Are you not?
Should be a fun game.
Because I think this could be a fun game.
Feels
it's
like
a beautiful
it could be a
1 o'clock
game.
Afternoon. You have the chance, I think we all believe, to maybe have some points put on the board.
Yep.
See some touchdowns. I think this could kind of be a fun back
By the
and
way,
forth.
Great crowd coming in here early today. I sat in traffic for like a half hour getting here this morning.
They were early arriving. Oh, yeah. People with the pizza oven were firing it up early
out there.
Which means
they were... Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That's a pizza oven.
I believe so, yes.
Oh, I thought it was just like a big like cooker
no,
type
No, I believe
thing.
It's one of those pizza ovens.
Oh, that is awesome.
Because I saw the guy with the big wood paddle thing you used to put... And I think it's a pizza oven with a Patriots logo on the side.
Yeah, there's... And so for people who don't know what we're talking about, there's a guy who has this giant trailer, but it's an oven.
Yeah.
That he brings to every game, and it's out in a parking lot here on the, what side? That would be the east side of
Maybe
the stadium.
Maybe if we talk about it, he'll bring us some pizza.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should talk to him directly.
What do they usually call that, like fire-grilled pizza?
Wood-grilled pizza.
Wood-grilled pizza.
Something like that?
Buffalo chicken would be good, I'm just saying.
You want a buff chick pizza. Andy is requesting a buff chick pizza from the... From the guy in P6.
How funny would
whatever,
that be?
Whatever lot that is. P6, I
have no idea.
How funny would that be?
knock on the door.
Ding dong!
With a pizza. Domino's.
All right. 855-PATS-500. We'll talk to you coming up next.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the whole entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
The Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live on Patriots.com radio and the Patriots Facebook page.
There was football this morning, early morning game from London. We've been keeping an eye on it here in the studio. Falcons, Lions. Lions might pull this thing out.
Coming down to the wire.
They've had unbelievable troubles with the kicking game.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. All they were down 21-0 in this game, right?
They were down 21-0.
It reached 21-0. It's now 21-19.
I believe it was 21-0
at the half. Yeah, 21-19, 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The ball's on the Atlanta 30. And all the Detroit Lions need in this game is a field goal to win it. And they've got a good kicker in Matt Prater, who was cut earlier this season by the Broncos because of his substance abuse problems.
Now, Andy, that's a guy that you can say is a drunk. Not all the guys that you just assigned, you know, alcoholism to.
Okay.
There's a guy with a problem.
Let's
and he's been drinking, what, warm Guinness all week?
Yeah, that's true. England. Get a lot of pints to be had over there.
If this is a holding call on Detroit, Jim Caldwell should be fired right now,
loose.
By the way.
Ball's loose on the play. The ball's on the play. Just kick the field goal at this point. You guys suck. You're the Detroit Lions. Just try and win the thing.
There's 25 seconds left, and they run a ball right into the middle of the line. Like, what good is that?
Let's go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
All right, we go upstairs to the press box, high above the turf at Gillette Stadium. Let's talk to Eric Scalavino. I believe Eric Scalavino has once been to London, maybe more. I don't know.
I've been twice, actually.
Twice? Look at that. You've been there twice. Let's ask you about this. The defensive line and the front seven for the Patriots defense looking thin as they head into this game. What's it been looking like in pregame warmups?
Yeah, they're still doing 7-on-7 teamwork. The two lines are in position drill right now. So I should be able to give you a better answer on that momentarily when they go into the final 11-on-11 teamwork. But I can tell you about the offensive line for now. Looks like Brian Stork and Dan Conley are going to come back from their injuries and start at center and left guard, and Brian Wendell will be your right guard. So I believe that was the last starting lineup that we had for the Bills game, if I'm not mistaken. Before Connolly got hurt. So I think we're back to that starting lineup again on the offensive line. Now they're going to go into a team period here on both sides of the ball, and let me try to see who's getting in the huddle here. I did see Brandon Browner and Darrell Revis at right and left corner starting out. So we have Wilford, Chris Jones, and Dominic Easley as your D-line in there with Ninkovich, Skinner, Hightower, and Jamie Collins as your linebacker. So it looks like they're going with the 3-4 still, and that was the personnel grouping that came out for the first snap.
Eric, one of the interesting names on the inactive list is obviously Alphonso Dennard.
Absolutely.
Not the first time this year we've seen him be inactive after not being on the injury report, but
right.
Are we to assume this is the shoulder issue once again creeping up? What have you seen from him, not just today, but you know, even during the week in practice? Did anything now that you know he's inactive sort of ring a bell?
No, which is odd, because I mean, in those other weeks when he wasn't listed, you know, he was coming off either games where he was a game time decision, or we had seen him doing things with the shoulder, you know, that week, or getting some sort of treatment. There was nothing to indicate that he had any sort of aggravation of that injury or anything else, for that matter, during the week when we saw him. So that completely took me by surprise. Not sure what to make of that. If something came up that we just didn't notice, or what, but he would have been on the injury report if it were that significant, you would think.
Yeah, now, looking...
Akeem Ayers, I was just going to ask, if he's milling around anywhere, if he's part of any of these kind of groupings that we've seen.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Akeem Ayers?
Signal cut out. Akeem Ayers.
Yeah, is he doing anything?
I'm going to try to find him for you right now. Did not get to see him earlier, but obviously he is active. So, yes, he is taking second team reps here as I look right now. I was lining up at... the Ninkovich spot, that left outside linebacker, so or you know, slash DN, however you want to call it, but in a stand-up position. So yeah, he had gotten some reps there in the team period.
As much as you just gave us sort of the starting lineup for a 3-4 front, wouldn't you think we're going to see more nickel packages today? And then in light of the Alphonso Dennard injury, have you seen any indication of sort of how those roles might play out? And I ask because last week we saw a bunch of safeties on the field, then we saw a bunch of corners.
Arrington didn't play hardly at all defensively last year. I mean, last week.
That's a valid point. And there was even a time, I think, once earlier this season where they came out in the team period in a nickel package. That's not an unfair question to ask. But no, they looked like they were just giving a standard 3-4 base in team warm-ups here tonight. But to your point, Andy, I do think, you know, given the offensive firepower that the Bears have, it would make sense to come out with some sort of sub-package as your starting unit. Although, I mean, if I'm the offensive coordinator for the Bears, I'm looking at the weakness of this Patriots defense, and I'm using my strength with Matt Forte, one of the best running backs in the league, and I'm going to try to run the ball first. So if New England does come out in an expecting pass, I would still want to try to run the ball first, try to get that established, and then maybe pass the ball. But what we expect is not, you know, always what we end up seeing, as you guys know.
Speaking of what you're seeing, little breeze out there. How much do you think that might be a factor in this game, whether it be the kicking game or the passing game?
Well, more than I thought. I didn't really, when I saw the forecast for the weekend, it looked like both days were going to be really great, and so far it is a great day outside, but a little bit windier than I have seen here in a while. The flags in the end zone whipping on the goalpost, and then players would come out, or even, you know, anybody coming out onto the field, you see, like, their clothing getting whipped in the wind quite a bit. And it comes and goes. Sometimes it's a little stronger than other times. But the goalposts are, as I'm looking right now, wavering a little bit in the wind. So it might be a little bit of a factor maybe later on this afternoon in the kicking game maybe. But I haven't seen anything in any of the warm-ups with passing the ball that made it look like there was any difficulty with that.
All right, Eric, anything else of note?
The sun's out right now, but it's mostly
guns out.
Guns out?
Yeah, it's going to be a good day for football. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game both sides.
And Beadle, Eric is predicting the upset. Eric,
really?
Yeah. Likes the Bears in this one.
I do, right? In a high-scoring, close shootout.
All right, Eric Scalavino on the record, taking the Chicago Bears. Eric, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys.
Take it easy. Eric Scalavino.
Yeah, I thought it was a little windy. Didn't you guys think it was a little windy?
I didn't get that feeling.
As Andy and I were coming across over here to come to the studio, there was definitely a good wind coming through
and
the tunnel.
And I want to say weather.com said like 16, 18 mile an hour wind.
And there's a chance for rain, too,
yes.
Later this
light
afternoon.
Chance.
Light chance.
Beautiful day.
But, you know,
great day for football, men.
In the kicking game, you know, Eric mentioned it could, you know, perhaps impact the kicking game and get two of the best in the business today with Robbie Gould and Steven Gostkowski.
The greatest regret of Bill Belichick's cutting.
It's amazing with all the great free agent signings we've made that the greatest regret that he has is, letting a kicker go when he had arguably the greatest kicker of all time on his roster at the time.
Adam writes in. Webradio@patriots.com. You seem a little bitter about that one, Paul.
I think it was one of the most, in a long list of ridiculousness, that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen Belichick do in terms of pettiness.
Yeah.
Because
that
even mention
because that came, that became public.
What about Revis?
Sorry.
I was
just thinking about Petty and the longest list of dumb things he
said.
Oh,
we didn't mention Revis today.
How about
we did not mention him?
Could him being sent home affect his playing?
This is Patriots.com, Andy. We did not mention Revis.
He was sent home on Tuesday. We've yet to play a game since, and we just skate past it.
Fair point.
That's not something we need to discuss here.
I can't wait till the first snap. Huh, Revis isn't starting. We probably should have talked about that in the pregame show.
Yeah, he was reportedly late or did not arrive at all, depending on which report you believe. And was either sent home or told not to bother coming and missed practice on Tuesday.
DNPCD.
We should point out that the Tuesday practice was sort of an extra workout that they don't normally have because of the 10-day gap from the last game.
Do you think it impacts his playing time?
I do not think it will impact his playing time. I think he was late or didn't come, and that was what he was punished with.
I don't think it'll affect me either, but we probably should just pose it in case he's not out there to start.
It is something that we should have discussed.
Adam,
with all the other crap that we have Vincent Jackson and Doug Martin coming in a package deal, we probably should have brought up Darrell Revis.
Yeah, we should have mentioned that. We just did though. We covered our bases. Adam wants to know if you think Jay Cutler holds a grudge against Josh McDaniels.
Probably.
Oh yeah.
He seems like a vindictive sort.
Yeah, do I think it matters in this game?
No,
no, but yes,
either.
I do think that Jay Cutler holds a grudge against Josh McDaniels.
So I don't think we'll see them hugging it out post game on the field.
Certainly not with any validity to it.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, they might cross paths and give the cursory? A little handshake?
Perfunctory?
But I don't expect them to be swapping spit.
Well, I wouldn't expect that.
I would hope that there's no swapping of spit out there on the field.
In this day and age, you really shouldn't. In this Ebola day and age,
right.
Yeah. Matt wants to say this about Brandon Browner. Matt writes in: I was at the Jets game and got a good look at Browner. I don't think you could say he's big. Maybe his upper body is, but his legs look like my 6-year-old daughter's.
He does have little twiggies.
Yeah.
Well,
he reminded me.
By big, would mean that he's 6'4".
He reminded me of when you see a newborn or newborn colt, and they're all and they're all knock-kneed, and their legs can't really hold them up.
He does have weird knees. They bend in.
Yeah, they are
knock-kneed. He's not a thick 6'4". He's tall.
All that being said, go Pats, Matt from Oregon.
Yeah, he is.
I would agree with Matt.
If you line him up to the average football player, you're right.
He takes
he's not
a
big.
Shot at Kevin in this email.
I love it, Matt.
Then do tell.
He writes, "You guys rock, and Kevin sucks at playing drops."
Oh, I agree. Well, I don't even think that's fair. He doesn't play drops, so
occasionally.
How could he suck at them?
Solitaire.
By the way, try not to f up any Brady things today, so you don't become the second straight.
You don't want to get another
scoreboard
call
operator
out from the scoreboard operator.
Hopefully, people here get that all sorted out.
Well, no matter what Kevin puts on the board, it's not going to be loud enough to bother Brady. So.
Well, Brady would say that, but he would have to say it every week. I don't think it was our scoreboard operator's greatest day.
Make sure you play that one that I think causes seizures a lot. I like that one.
The one that's, what, flashing red?
Flashing light? Something, and yeah. I swear, I don't even have seizures as an issue, and it bothers me.
I'm having a hard time just saying seizures.
Yes. I was going to say epilepsy, but seizures. I don't think that's right.
You got a seizure. Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
It is an epileptic seizure.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I was right.
Yeah, epilepsy.
Okay, yeah, I was right. Yeah don't play that.
I hope no one has an issue with that. Dunkin' Donuts' new dark roast coffee is here, Andy.
No one has an issue with that. I had.
I have. I like the dark roast. Get a medium hot dark roast coffee for 99 cents now.
It's like they're giving it away.
Yeah. I mean, 99 cents now through November 2nd.
Do you want me ad-libbing these or no?
It's okay, as long as you're being positive. America runs on Dunkin', plus applicable tax. Participation may vary. This is a limited time offer, Andy. You got to get on this. A little more than a week to go. Dunkin' Dark Roast. Check it out. Also, check out this game today, Patriots-Bears.
I didn't give a score. Did you give a score?
No, you want to give one?
Sure, 35-24. Paul?
Oh, wow.
37-23.
Remarkably close.
Mark?
I was going to say like 34-24.
Perfect. We're all in agreement.
We all think 30-something to 20-something.
Yeah.
In a cover for the Patriots.
I like that. We'll be back.
But I'm a little scared.
When this game is over.
Andy's a little more scared than I am.
With the Xbox One Patriots post-game show, we'll break it all down. We'll discuss
Halloween.
The game. Ooh, very scary. He cut your mic. He cut your mic out back there. Kev, the producer, shutting you down.
Stupid piece of... Oh, it's back.
It's time to go watch football. Enjoy, everybody. We'll talk to you after the game.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now, it's game time as the Pats square off with the Bears.
Patriots tight formation. Quick hitter Brady with a playmaker and an open. Aaron Dobson down the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio for the Xbox One Patriots postgame show, immediately following the game.
Two receivers left to the right, Brady on a deep drop looking to throw. He pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.